Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm an executive, life and leadership coach, and I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations and uncover their true potential whilst creating new possibilities, all while showing up as the best version of themselves. And this is what I call life leadership. So today's topic, well, here's the thing. I have something very exciting coming up over the coming weeks that I think you might be interested in. So as part of that, I wanted to start sharing that topic and information around that for you to assist you in moving yourself forward in your career. So the topic of today is why changing role is more than simply updating your CV. Why do I say this? Because in recent weeks, I have been speaking to a number of people. I've had many conversations with people who are wanting to change role, maybe secure a promotion or move company. And they are solely focused on, number one, updating their CV or resume, possibly updating their LinkedIn profile, and then submitting applications as they pop up for jobs. And left wondering why that's not working or why they're not getting interview or opportunities to speak to people. And here's the thing with that. Right now, it is an incredibly competitive environment when it comes to the workplace, to the job search. In fact, I had a conversation maybe a month or two ago with somebody who actually, he was looking for a CXO level role, and said that he was told there was a particular role that he put himself forward for, and there were about 400 applications, which is pretty unusual at that level to see that. So imagine what the competition is like at more mid-level roles, junior roles, middle management, or even just leader roles before we even get to the CXO board level. So with that in mind, if there is competition around you and hundreds of people applying for one role, you want to be able to stand out. You want to be remembered for the right reasons and to be top of mind for those that matter. In other words, the hiring managers and the decision makers. So the question to ask yourself is, well, what can I do? What else can I do? And before I go into that, because this is what I want to share with you today and give you some thoughts about other things you can consider if you are in the job market, is also to remember that when you are updating your CV, you also want to spend time on your LinkedIn profile. Because from my conversations I've been having, it seems that not everyone's aware that this is imperative. Your LinkedIn profile is your shop window. And please remember, it is not your CV. So it's not a copy and paste of your CV into your About Me section and thinking that that will do, and then copying it again into your work experience section. No, that is not what it is for. LinkedIn is your shop window. It is your marketing page of you. Remember, you have to sell yourself. You want to be able to sell yourself and stand out. You want people to land on your LinkedIn profile and begin to start reading about you and want to learn more, and then want to reach out to you to perhaps have a conversation, invite you for an interview, and so forth. That is your ultimate objective of your LinkedIn profile if you're currently in the job market. So you want to spend time on that, on looking at how you can best optimize your LinkedIn profile so that when people do check you out, because people will Google you now. Even if you're submitting a CV, people will go online and they will Google your name. And if you have a LinkedIn profile, that will come up at the top of the search, which is probably what you want to happen. And then they will click on your LinkedIn profile and start checking you out. And remember, it's your sales page. Your CV is your CV. You have a work experience section in your LinkedIn profile that you can complete. Your about you section is where you really want to be selling yourself. And there are ways to do that that can be very effective. And that's something I'll touch on in another session, not for today. But I just want to highlight that and bring that to your attention. So the question is, what else can I do other than update my CV, tidy up my LinkedIn profile, and submit job applications? Well, the number one thing you actually want to be doing is to develop a powerful personal brand. Now, there are multiple facets of personal branding. For example, there's your dress, your style, the way that you look and present yourself. Then you have your online presence, which when you hear personal branding is what most people talk about when it comes to personal branding. It's your online presence. It's you're having a great LinkedIn profile. It's about your followers, your connections, the content that you put out, and so forth. So that's another facet. And then the facet that I'm focusing on, what I talk about, is your in-person, how you show up in the room version of you. And I've identified six key areas of this that will directly influence and impact the way that you show up in person. So today I want to start by introducing you to these six areas. And for you to then have a think about, okay, where am I in each of these areas? What have I done to really optimize the way that I show up in this particular area? Where are the gaps? Where do I want to be? How can I show up as my best self in that area? And therefore, what actions do I need to take to get me there? And don't worry, because what I will be doing is over the next few weeks, I will break these down. So we will cover each of those six areas in a little more detail and give you some clear takeaways that you can immediately go and work on to implement and to cultivate and develop a powerful personal brand. So today, introducing you to those six areas, well, let's dive into that now. And of course, if you have any questions on this, pop them in the comments, I will respond to them. So number one is clarity. What do I mean by clarity? Clarity is understanding who you are, what you stand for, and what you want to be known for, both personally and professionally. It's about how you're showing up, getting clear on your values, your beliefs, and what's important to you, where you want to be in your career, what really lights you up, what energizes you, and what doesn't. And that's really important too. So there's a lot of kind of introspection, reflective work, digging deep to understand all of that and to get really clear on what you want to be known for in your industry. And once you have your clarity, the second area that we look at is confidence. And when I talk about confidence, I'm talking about a lot more than confidence. I'm actually talking about your mindset. So your ability to own an absolute 100% winning mindset. And this is, I say to anybody, an ongoing process, because life happens. Things are always changing. We're having new experiences every day. And therefore, that will directly influence our view of the world, the way that we look at the world. And our mindset is driven typically by a number of factors, including but not limited to your beliefs. So the beliefs that you have, which are cultivated through your childhood, growing up, the people you were surrounded by, the people that you mix with today, all of that creates your beliefs. And oftentimes without realizing it, and particularly subconsciously, we hold beliefs that are no longer serving us, that in fact are holding us back, that are hindering us and restraining us from really showing up as our best self and being able to move forward and create the life that we want. Within mindset, we also look at your stories that we create, the assumptions, the presumptions, the imagination that we bring into play when things occur. And they're actually stories, but the problem is that we then make them our truth. We make them fact. And by doing so, what happens is, again, we hold ourselves back without realizing, because we're telling ourselves a story. Maybe we're telling ourselves a story that we're not good enough, or that we're not smart enough, or that we've applied for jobs previously, been rejected, and therefore no one's going to take us, and why bother? And now we've created a story. Also, we have our past experiences. And again, the example of rejection could be a good version of that, where you've maybe applied a couple of times for a promotion, you've not been successful, and you think, well, what's the point? I might as well give up because I'm just going to be rejected again. And that's based on a past experience, when the reality is every day is day one. So what happens in the past does not dictate or define your future. You get to choose your future. And by letting go of the beliefs, stories, the experiences that no longer serve us, puts you in a much stronger position to create the life and the career that you want going forward. So mindset, owning a winning mindset, is critical. So that's number two in the framework that I'm talking about when it comes to your in-person personal brand. Number three is captivate. And what I mean by captivate is your presence, your gravitas, how you show up in person. And this is about predominantly your nonverbal communication. Because here's the thing, most people believe that communication is focused around our speaking, the talking, the words that we use. When in actual fact, communication is only 7% words. 38% of our communication is our tonality, and 55% is our body language or physiology. So would it not make sense, therefore, to really focus on how you're showing up in person when it comes to your non-verbal communication and the messages that you're giving out to those around you? And that is what we look at in Captivate, when we talk about your presence, your gravitas, how you carry yourself, how you show up for that interview, how you walk into a meeting or into the office. Very, very important, because it creates a perception to others of how you come across. Number four is communicate. And what I'm talking about is that 7%. So the words, the language that we use, the way that we communicate, whether it's one-to-one or one-to-many, whether it's in person or it's online. How we communicate can make all the difference to our outcomes, our experiences, and our results. So it's important to be continually honing your communication, creating effective, powerful communication. Then we have number five. Number five is the importance of and the art of nurturing a great network, your circle of influence. And oftentimes people don't recognize the importance of this. And I've had conversations with people and clients that I'm working with where they hadn't even considered this something of value, something of importance when it came to advancing their career. And it is important to, because it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. In addition, it's about who knows you, particularly if you're looking to advance your career, to move up the career ladder. It is about who knows you as well. So for that to happen, for people to know about you, who you are, what you stand for, to have a strong perception of you and how you show up in the workplace, is to cultivate that network, to nurture it, and not wait until you're suddenly being made redundant or looking for a job and thinking, oh my God, I need to get a job, and then trying to suddenly make friends with people because you need something. That doesn't always land well, as I'm sure you appreciate. And if you don't get that, think about how you would feel if you get random messages from people, particularly people you don't even know, suddenly asking for your help in getting a job, particularly at the company you're at. And people do this. People make this mistake because they're coming from a place of lack, from a place of desperation, of neediness, because they need to get a job. When in actual fact, if you build your circle of influence, if you nurture your relationships, then when it comes to reaching out and asking for help, it's a lot easier. And also people will have you top of mind. So if they see an opportunity that they think can benefit you or that you might be interested in, they're more likely to reach out and tell you about it or make an introduction to somebody on your behalf. And just on that point, I talked about LinkedIn earlier. And again, this is why it's important to make sure you've nailed your LinkedIn profile. I believe that it's incredibly, selfish is the word, or thoughtless to reach out to people asking for help or asking for them to make an introduction for you on your behalf when you haven't even taken the time to optimize your LinkedIn profile. Why? Because this is the first thing people are going to look at. So if you reach out to someone asking for help because you're in the job market, and let's say they have somebody in their organization where they work who might be hiring for somebody like you, they might, you know, go over and speak to them or call them and say, hey, you know, I've got this person who maybe I used to work with a long time ago, or I know through somebody else, and they're looking for a job, you know, check them out. The first thing that person's going to do is Google you. And the likelihood, as I said, is the first link that will come up about you is your LinkedIn profile, particularly if you're not active anywhere else on the internet. And they're going to go look at your profile. So if your profile, if you haven't taken the time and the effort to update and create a good LinkedIn profile, then it's not going to catch somebody's eye. It's not going to impress them enough to think, oh yeah, actually, I want to check this person out. I want to have a conversation with them. Yeah, get them to send in their CV or submit their application. Let's arrange an interview. So before you ask other people to do the work for you, you want to spend the time, the effort, and the energy in creating a strong LinkedIn profile for yourself. Because otherwise, what also happens is that you're wasting people's time and you're also wasting favors. You need to do the groundwork before you reach out and ask for help. I hope this makes sense. Any questions, I said, do pop them in the comments. I will come back and respond to you. So going back to these six areas, the one we're talking about right now is connect. It's about your relationships. It's about understanding the importance of relationships. It's never too late to start. So if you're sitting there thinking, I've never done that before, I've never really maintained like my professional relationships, then now's the time to start. Because at some point, if you are in the job market, that network will prove invaluable. And then finally, point six, the sixth pillar of the framework that I share with you when it comes to your building your personal brand is personal leadership. And what do I mean by personal leadership? I mean basically bringing these five areas together and showing up as a leader, both for yourself and for others. Because when you show up as a leader for yourself, you will naturally have people gravitating towards you, wanting to be around you, be in your space, to connect with you, to work with you, to have you on their team, and so forth. And so to create or cultivate your personal leadership, you want to have, as a recap for you, number one, clarity on who you are, what you stand for, what you want to be known for. Number two, owning and winning a winning mindset, so optimizing your mindset so you're at 100%. Number three is your presence, building a powerful presence and being aware of your non-verbal communication and the way that you're showing up in the world, the way that you carry yourself, your tonality, and so forth. Then you want to be looking at your communication. So the words, the language that you use, how you use it, the art of effective communication, whether that is to one or to many people. And number five is relationships and connection, cultivating that network, your circle of influence, your advocates, your mentors, people who've got your back. So those are the five areas that I would invite you to start considering and rating yourself on where you feel you are in each of those areas right now and where you see room for improvement. And then to one by one, spend time on each of those areas, building it out, working on improving each of those areas. So you go from wherever you are right now to a 10 out of 10. And if you're struggling with this and thinking, oh my God, I don't know where to start, then I invite you to grab your copy of my personal brand playbook. This is something I put together a while ago, and it outlines these six areas. It goes into more detail about each of them, what they are, why they're important, the impact of them. And it also provides you with key takeaways that you can go and implement immediately. So best practices that you can integrate and start to bring into your everyday life. It also has a brand audit, which you can work through to identify where you're at currently in these different areas of your personal brand and understanding where you want to be. So you identify the gaps and therefore are able to prioritize the areas that you choose to work on. And as I mentioned, for the next few weeks, I will go into each one of these areas in a little more detail for you and give you some takeaways, things that you can go away and work on to help you to work, to develop and nurture your personal brand. So the question to leave you with today is, what are you identifying as the gaps in each of these five key areas? And where do you want to be? To give that some thought, that's my invitation to you today. And by all means, you go back, listen to this again, make some notes on it. The recording will be up for infinity. So it's there for you to go back to and see what comes up for you. So until next time, remember to elevate your performance, to maximize your potential and to create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Take care, and I shall see you next week. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.